that. There might be some questions. So I'll just...
Remember?
Welcome.
But we're on.
You want to give a quick review, and then we'll have the board do what they want to do.
What are our options?
Change the color.
Well, hey, it ends at 2013 almost, so it feels good.
And I have good news to report.
Yes.
We're doing the market stabilization account as of December 31st, 2012, and we also have in the packets item number 8. We also have the previous period of June 30th, 2012 for comparison. Mm-hmm. The spreadsheet reflects deferred gains and losses over a 5-year period. Along with the same trend as what we had reported in June, we have positive numbers for December 2012. See that it's all in black. See no red. So we hope that this trend continues. The market stabilization account is the deferred return developed by the smoothing of realized and unrealized gains and losses based on a 5-year smoothing. So what we're smoothing is basically anything above or below our actuarial's assumed rate. And for this 6-month period, Sisera earned return was 7%, so we're actually smoothing above the 3.875 to 7% range. That's what we're smoothing for this 6-month period and why we're reflecting
positive
numbers.
Bottom black line on the chart. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah. If you look from June to December, the previous report, you can see that the MSA has improved from a negative $131 million, the first column, the total, to the December 31st, 2012 period. You'll see it went from a negative $131 million to a positive $157 million. If we have a gain or we meet our interest assumption in June of 2013, this number will only get better.
Well, would that be because the 131 will drop off when you add another 6-month period?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, because that 131, you'll see for 2012, we had a negative 139 that hit. So you'll see for this December 31st period, we have a positive number.
Right, but I'm thinking on the June 30th of 2013, we won't have December of 08. Correct. December of 08 right. will disappear, and we'll have a December line. So that 131 minus million will disappear from
right.
this chart. Okay.
Right.
So is it fair to say when I look at this December... close of December 2012 year that we're coming close to absorbing the last significant losses of 708. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for the second half of of 2013 and 14, 15, et cetera, it's all black at this point. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that will change as we bring in gains or losses.
Right. We hope it stays
black.
Because
we have new lines.
Sure.
Yeah, we're hoping it stays black.
But either way, the increments going to our contra tracking account are smaller. Even though it's, you know, a negative number, it's still not as high of a fluctuation. The increments are smaller. So it's good to see that.
Well, after that. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to continue on the spreadsheet. The contingency balances in the box still remain at zero because we do have negative amounts in our MSA and contra tracking accounts. And then to the right of that, we have just memo amounts to show what our contingency balances per our interest crediting and excess earnings policy had we had excess earnings. And then the last line that you see there, the contra tracking account, you'll see it's at $1.7 billion. And just like the memo that we had sent to you, basically our contra tracking account represents, you know, the amount of interest credited to the reserves that have not been paid for out of current or excess earnings. So So as long as we have losses rolling in from our MSA, our contra tracking account will continue to grow. And that's all I have to report for this six-month period.
Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, the 1231 is a good figure for me when we look at stuff because that's our calendar year, and then I look at our stuff. And like you said, you smoothed above the 3.8. Because I can remember, especially around the June 30th one, just because of receipts, we could be having a banner year, yet there'll be red numbers there. Because it seems to be reconciled always on the 12/31 when you look at the whole year. Like, we could have earned 10% for a year, but the first 6 months we show losses because fees were paid and the earnings weren't as high. Am I viewing this correctly from your point of view? That
okay. I believe so. Yeah.
Because you know, some red numbers appear, and it's just like, wow, we earned money. Why is there a red number?
Right. No, it's looking good. I mean, we're seeing less red numbers, so yeah. See that.
Okay, do I have an approval of motion to accept?
So moved.
A second, I'm not sure what we're accepting.
Accepting the report. It's been moved and seconded to accept the market stabilization report. All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any objections? Thank you so much.
Thank you.